How many of you read Proverbs? You read Proverbs in the Bible. You read Proverbs. Make it a daily habit. Read it every day. Can you? Thank you. Can you? Tell somebody beside you. Tell them, smile now. Tell the person, smile. Tell the person beside you, smile. Tell the person, smile. Abba, you're not smiling. Smile now. You didn't kill Jesus now. Jesus died for us. Praise the Lord. It's good to be here, back here, Sundays. This is my service. I come alive in this service more. I enjoy. Please help us take care of those children upstairs. They should not stay there. Tell them to move out of the place. They have a knack of coming around so that at the end they can have some donuts. But this is not Kiddies Church. Great. Choir, when are you singing? You have a song today? Great. Beautiful. I did something last week that I want to continue and work at it. I have a desire, for instance. I know you won't be here for a long time. I know you will live here. So I have one task before me. This is the task I have before me. Can I give you enough to help you wherever you go? Are you hearing me? I know you won't stay here with me for a long time to come. If you stay here for the next 5 years, thank God. You go somewhere. Today, the world is moving. So what we need to have now is to have what I call portable Christianity. Now, can I help you? Let me give you this one first. How do you, will not be here forever. You go to US or UK or Australia or Burundi to go and do project now. Now, let me first of all help you. I said this in the second service. I want to tell you, if you go to a place and you want to go to church, what should you look for in a church you want to go to that will really help you? Are we here? Is that Bukumi? Okay, is that Bukumi? Yeah, welcome. Now, I want to show you about when you are going to church somewhere, somebody said, I like that church. There must be a trademark of that church you are going to that is very, very important. We'll see all that today, what you should look for in the church. But go back to last week. Let's go to chapter 14, the book of Acts. Right. Let's look at chapter 14. Let me get them the verse. We talked about the kingdom of God last week. Wasn't that true? Is that not true? How to enter that kingdom. Okay, let's do some further study. Let's look at verse. This is an interesting verse. Verse 21. Okay, can you look up, everybody? When they had preached the gospel to them, that's Paul and Barnabas, and made many disciples, they returned where? To Lystra, Iconium, and Antioch. Now, let me help you. Do you know why they mention all these names in the Bible? If you open Quran now, you won't see that in Quran. You just see Suratu. How many of you know Suratu? None of you is ex-Muslim, yeah. Suratu, chapters. And they describe stuff. They are just esoteric, in the air, abstract. But in the Bible, they mention so that you know that it really happened. So they made many disciples. Look at this verse. I want you to look at this verse. Come on together, everybody. Let's go. Strengthening the souls of the disciples, exhorting or encouraging them to continue where? In the faith, and saying, we must through many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. These are heavy, heavy words. Number one, see that word strengthened. Second, the word soul. Third, the word disciples. Fourth, the word exhorting. Next one, the word continue. First, faith. Then we see something else. Many tribulations enter the kingdom of God. Can I say this to you, everybody? One of the most important things you have to learn in life is that you should go to where things are better. What do I say? Go to where things are better. Japa. How many of you are reading in a place and they start making noise? What do? You park and go where? Where you can read better. Right? If you are going to a school and they said this school is crazy, you don't get a certificate, that one over there, what do? You will not get admission there. So we must learn to move. Now, Pastor, what are you saying? Wherever there is trouble, where there is pain, you must learn to transit to something better. Does that make some sense? For instance, if you are in your room, a mosquito is biting you in that room, and the other room, mosquito is not biting you, where do you go? Now, look at this verse. Look at toward the end. For we must, through many tribulations, do what? It's called spiritual japa. What do I call it? Okay. Do you know what? I'm glad that a lot of people left Nigeria. To be honest with you, I'm glad a lot of people left. You know why I'm glad? So they can find much more than they can get here. Some of them will be saying, thank God I left. Fuel money. Their own fuel money there is different. But listen very carefully. When things get very bad and worse, you look for where to go. The problem is that wherever you go has its own problem too. So ultimately, you must know about spiritual japa, not only just physical japa. Are we here? Now, when you do japa, what do? You look for a country where they are doing better. You can get a job, am I right? Where you can be at peace and no kidnapping, whatever it is. And you travel there, you study the place. Of course, can I ask you a question? How many of you, if you get a UK visa, you will go? Can I see your hands? Don't tell me. I'll pray about it. I know you want to go. Can I see your hands? You want to go? Now, if you get US visa, would you like to go? Canada visa, you like to go? Russian visa? Ukraine? Burkina Faso? So I say, what's that? Togo? No. Sierra Leone? No. You see, as you are talking like that, you are looking at the index in your mind, the government quality level living standard. So what do? When I say UK, US, you want to go because you know that they are better. When things are rough, you go toward that place. But can I tell you something? Can I be honest with you? My first time in the US, I traveled to go and preach there. And I got to the hotel where they put me. And around afternoon, I said, let me stretch my legs in New York City. Let me just move around. And I stepped out, crossed the road, just to walk down the road. And I saw one guy, big bully, begging for money. I said, so? I was begging for money. I said, this reminds me of Nigeria. So, days later, they took us out to just move on. So, I went to Manhattan, where they have that place. What do you call it? That shine. So, I got down there. And we were going on the road. I just heard bush, and grass, splinter everywhere. A car ran into another. I said, that sounds like Oshodi. You know, for me, actually, U.S. is a bit rough. Maybe this way I went to. U.K. is much more official. Their road is tiny. They're always moving. They're not so big. You go to U.K., you go to U.S., everything is big. I went to Texas, because I finished preaching in New York City. I went to Texas, and they gave us food to eat. You know, suya in the stick. You know, you have to put suya in the stick. The stick in that suya was as big as my fist like this. I said, what? Who will eat this one? The guy said, eat, and you go and do gym downstairs. I said, I'm not crazy. Why should I put all that into me? I'm going to be doing gym downstairs. I'm not. I just avoided those food, you know. Big thing like that. I mean, this one is a clean one. Kind of food. You can't breathe. So we went out, and everybody wanted to take it to go and eat. Boy. See, you see, I traveled there, but you know what? I finished preaching. And they took me, they are taking me down to the airport or something, or to my hotel. The guy that was driving me told me, they said, things are tough for him. He has to go to school, he has to run the family, he has to get a job. Wow. In fact, in the church, you don't preach too long. You already clock for your workplace. It was strange that day when I was preaching and teaching, people were not going out. I was shocked. They told me later that what I was saying was so moving that they had to tell them at work, I'm coming, please wait, I'm going to listen. I'll talk about family life. And I know my heart bleed for them. You think there are people here who have not married? They are single. You go to New York City. My. See, women who are not married everywhere. Who cares, man? And their house is so expensive. One room can be about $4 million per month. Poor. So, everywhere you go, there are challenges. In fact, can I be honest with you? I'm talking about kingdom, government. When I got to that church, are you listening? I got to that church. They said I would spend a week teaching them, then I'll go and spend another week at Texas. When I got down there, the pastor was lamenting that we can't have a whole week meeting. It's just too much. Our pastor Jill should know that. So I was just smiling with my wife there. We both went. So we're just smiling. When I, when I move around, I saw their troubles. So I started teaching from their troubles. They kept listening, kept listening, kept listening. When I finished on the Sunday, the Latinos, the blacks, we were all crying. They didn't want me to go. I said, I'm going back to my town, Bekuta. I don't like all their names. I like Totoro, Sokori. I don't like all that. Lebron Street, I don't want that one. So, but you know, people are going through things there too. So where are they going to escape to next? You have to learn what I call spiritual japa. What is spiritual japa? Every kingdom on this planet has a problem. Let's go to Matthew 24. Every government. Let's start from verse 5. Look at what Jesus said. For many will come in my name, saying, I'm the Christ, I will deceive many. Next, let's keep on reading. Next verse. And you will hear of wars and what? Iran, Israel, Hamas, Gaza, Ukraine, IPOB. See that you're not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Look at next verse. For nation will rise against nation. And what next? And kingdom against kingdom. And there'll be famines, pestilences, and earthquake in various places. So the kingdom of this world there, for instance, now UK is closing the door. Don't come and take me over. No, 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 no. So what are we gonna do? I remember one time I was in UK. There was this lady who went with her husband for something like this master's degree. She couldn't get her passport, the visa sorted out. She just in the house all the time. Weeks, months, the guy will go to work in London, come back to that town where I want to go and preach. It's just like it's just rotting away. Now, I'm not saying you should not go. Don't get me wrong. But wherever you go, you must know that no country, no government has it all to take care of your life comprehensively. See, I know you are going somewhere. You're not going to be. You are born international. You are born with phone. Huh? You can see everywhere. You can see the beauty of everywhere. My first time in Dubai, when I got to Dubai, you know, I'm a kind of person who sees beyond what you see on the surface. Which was nice. We went for my 20 years wedding anniversary. I got to the airport. They were doubting that I got 20 years because I look too young for 20 years wedding anniversary. So my wife and I, we went there. Till now, people have a problem with me. They think that, you know, I'm lying by my age. You know. So we got them. We got to Dubai. We went around. Something happened at the airport. When we were going, I carried my bag. I dressed very well. I saw people, they were not carrying anything. They just had one small bag like that in their hand. And they wear shorts and sandals. I was thinking, what's wrong with them? I made a mistake. They didn't make the mistake. You know the mistake I made? I packed too much load so that I would buy things there. How will I bring it in? When I got to Dubai and started buying things, what I brought became a problem. So I never had to throw it away. So if I'm going anywhere and I'm traveling abroad, I just carry toothbrush and a few things so that I can buy everything there. Everything I just carry is my card. So I have to throw away a lot of stuff. Bought stuff. And I understand, the Bible says, you come to this world empty and you'll go empty. Do you know why? Because if you are going to meet God, there's enough there. You don't have to carry anything. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Now, when I got to Dubai, guess what happened? It was shiny everywhere. But I told my wife, I usually do that. I said, let's look under. This system that looks so pitiful like this, underneath, there's a lot of struggle here. Everything's working. But you know what? It's so difficult. People that are living there, the housing, the system of working, some their visa cannot be just like that. So what I'm warning you of, you may not believe me. Just imagine that lady who went to New York City, who never got married easily, who never thought of. Do you know that? I'm trying to bring something to you. One of my friends came back from US, traveled, came back and told me, he said, I met one of my friends there. I felt sorry for him. He said, he was a guy. They are both in universities. And he said, to his surprise, the guy is now drinking. This was like a fellowship pastor. Do you know why? You know why? I'll tell you. Do you know why? He got there. He couldn't find anything. And all it could be made to happen for him is that he will marry one of those girls who are highly placed and become like a slave in a house. Right? The girl is getting the money. That happens a lot. They will arrange the marriage. So the girl, because she's highly placed, never gotten a husband, so they do the papers so you can marry and then you stay down there. He said, he then became the one to clean the house. So he started drinking. Now, that person never planned for that when he was here. So you have to do more than japa. You have to japa spiritually. Even if you are staying in Nigeria, your condition doesn't mean it's going to get better too. So whichever on this planet where you are, you must learn how to japa for something else. Now, if you look at verse 14, Jesus said this, come and see. And this gospel of the kingdom, what will happen? Will be preached where? In all the world as a witness to how many? All the nations, Togo, Nigeria, US, Canada, UK, EU. We're going to preach this gospel. Why? You know what? Because this kingdom of God will be the answer in every place where we go. Because the kingdoms of men cannot answer all our questions. I'm sorry to tell you, the pastors and ministers have made this church thing, just church thing, where you go to and fulfill their mandates. They want to have ministry, they want to have branches everywhere so that you can join them in America. No, I don't need you to join my branch in America. I want you to connect with God wherever you go and enter his kingdom. Am I making some sense this morning? Now, Pastor, why are you emphasizing the kingdom of God? You know, I have a problem with this table. As we put in my drinks here, it's just sitting down doing nothing. Okay, come and help me get those drinks. But I won't drink it there. But let's do for sure. So that they will see on camera that we are using the table. It's just here, almost good for nothing. Stephen has microphone there. So, we're talking about what? The kingdom. Let's look at why you have to, the end will only come. Let's also put it like this. The end to our struggle will come too when we learn to key into this kingdom. The conclusion will come. See, you will not have rest. When I went to New York City, the pastor there is a doctor. He told me what he went through. He told me he was homeless. A doctor. For weeks. You have to trust God. You have to assess the kingdom of God. So what I'm telling you today now is not just to come to church, do ministry, and then become branch pastor. No, I'm talking about learning to live the Christian life in kingdom of God. So let's go to Matthew 6. Let's look at verse 28, 29, 30. Let's see what it says. Okay, verse 30. Verse 31. Therefore, do not worry saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? What shall we wear? Stop there. Let's add more. Who shall I marry? Where shall I stay? What kind of job? Which kind of company can I join? You know, all those questions plague all of us here. When I finish school, what will happen to me? If I get married, with my children, should I leave? Will I get a car? Should I get something? Will I travel to? Where will I move to? You see, how many of you have those kind of questions? Can I lift? Can I see your hands up? You have those kind of questions? Rest of you don't have any questions. You don't have questions. Let's go on. Next verse. What do you say? For after all these things, the what? The Gentiles do what? Can you give us an NLT to make it clearer? Quickly, give us NLT. These things, wow, dominate the thoughts of unbelievers. Oh, that was actually unbeliever. It's the word for the rest of the world. The world people. You know, every day Tinubu is bothered about dollar. Petrol, whatever, because everybody's cursing or blessing him on that post. But your what? Can I say that with me? Your what? Already knows all your need. Ah, okay. When I'm in US, when I'm in UK, when I'm in Canada, when I'm in Togo, when I'm in Burundi, when I'm in Australia, when I'm in South Africa, I got this bothering my mind, but my Heavenly Father knows what I need. Look at next verse now. So seek the kingdom of God above all darker countries. And live righteously. And he will give us back New King James Version. I want you to see something there. Give us New King James Version again, quickly. See, I want to see something about there. But seek first the what? And his righteousness. And all this thing. How many of you? I don't like laptop. You know, I prefer phone because I don't like booting. You put on laptop, start booting. I don't have time. My name is Aketunde. I don't have time to wait. But if you use a laptop, that's what they call add-on features. Am I right? You know, add-on features. You just put it in there, like, want to read PDF, something, add-on. These add-ons work on your computer when you want to do something. So God was saying this, all those things you are looking for, they are add-on in the kingdom. Wow. Don't you like that? Add-on. So seek first. So he said, we must through much tribulation. That means things are going to happen in life. When you run into troubles, when you run into trials, when things are confused, you must learn how to enter the kingdom through that trouble. Does that make some sense? If you just only have the good country, good Nigeria, whatever. You see, people move to Abeokuta, they move to Lagos, they move to Abuja, they move to the US, they move to Canada, they move to New York. But they still have some problems going on in their life. And God said, use that problem to be your entrance into the kingdom of God. Are we here, everybody? Are you here with me? So now, this kingdom that we are going to enter, how do we do it well? He was saying, seek first. Put this kingdom first. Why? Everything will become an add-on. You know the meaning of that? This is what it means. When you have a laptop and you have the add-on feature for PDF reviewer, moment you put on that your laptop and you click on something PDF, what happened? Your computer will and work out the PDF. If it is, what else? Do you have add-on? Tell me add-on. I don't like laptop. Help me. What are the other add-on that you put on your computer? Tell me now. Give me some examples. Microsoft Word. Okay, another one. Huh? Album. PowerPoint. Thank you, PPT. You know, if you don't have that PPT add-on, you press on PowerPoint, you just look at you like that. You know, let me tell you the truth. Every government where you go, every country where you go to stay, there's some things that are not add-on to them that your life will require. So when you press, now, you are in UK now, you get a job, you are settled down, and then you press compound. Where is a wife? No add-on. Hello. Where is a friend? No friend on the ground. Hello? The add-on is not there. So, places that be no add-on, but there's one place where all the add-ons are added on. The kingdom of God. So, you have to do spiritual jackpa because the kingdoms of this life cannot meet all your need. Is that all right? Do we get that? Though I'm in Nigeria, I must jackpa regularly, spiritually. I must go after the kingdom of God to take care of things in my life I can't take care of myself. And I want to warn you guys. Let me terrify you a little bit. The future is not that so good. Can I just tell you the truth? The future of the world, the income inequalities, the struggles, everybody want to make you a family member to get something from you. MTN will say family member. So you must learn to find your ways and means of making life better for you. That's why God gave us his kingdom, not just to have church and build branches all over the world. He gave us the church. Let's come and see it. Let's go. Take your Bible with me. Let's go to Matthew chapter 8. Come and see something here. Very interesting thing. Look at verse 5. We want to see an add-on future. Add-on. Now, when Jesus had entered Capernaum, who came to him? See that word centurion. What does he mean? Century. You know century? What's a century? How many years is century? 100 years. So centurion is a Roman soldier, an officer in a Roman army that is over 100 soldiers. How many soldiers? 100 soldiers. So it's a centurion. How many soldiers is a captain on in Nigerian army? I don't know. But a centurion is over how many soldiers? 100. And you know what? Military stuff, getting things done. But now, that military place where he could get all the military thing, there was no add-on for this next problem he had. Look at it. So a centurion came to him, doing what? Pleading with him. Now, he was not taking any order from commander now. Something is going on in his life that's not covered by the army. Look at next verse. Saying, Lord, my servant is lying at home, paralyzed. What? Dreadfully tormented. Do you know why? Because I study medicine. Paralysis has no answer in medicine. When your central nervous system is severed, is caught, when somebody is paralyzed from there, you can't walk again. Now, nothing can be done. How many of you remember Superman? That is letter S. How many of you remember Superman? Remember Superman? He died paralyzed. How many of you know that? You don't know. He was paralyzed from down here. He sought for every way from medicine to make him to walk again. He couldn't walk. When he died, he left a huge amount of money for medical research to keep on finding out. Can you imagine? You are Superman. You have done so much film around the world, and here you are now paralyzed. You can't even get up. So there was no add-on future to human medicine for that answer. But this guy, soldier, saw that he was in serious pain with his servant. So he looked for another kingdom, spiritual jackpot. He jackpot from the army. Army couldn't solve his problem now. Listen. Let me warn you now. Some things can't solve your problem. Your mommy can dance at your wedding. Your mommy can spend money and feed everybody with a gold access card. But when you are having a problem in your marriage, mommy can't do anything about it. She can only tell the husband to leave you alone. But you are the one who is carrying the pain. Sometimes you want to work in KPMG and you get a letter, KPMG. You never know who is going to be your boss. One idiot from inside Lagoon will make that place so bad for you. So what are you going to do? Leave KPMG? Blue fellow? Or join Lagos government? You must know how to jackpot in that place to get an answer. Actually, you know why we come to church? So we can learn how to be a proper jackpot in God's kingdom. So look at this guy now. Let's look at next verse. I want you to follow me. Can you look at it? Jesus said to him, I will come and heal him. The captain can't tell him that. The commander in chief can't tell him that. But the kingdom, Jesus, the kingdom of God in action. He said, I'll come and heal him. Look at his answer. The man said to Jesus, Lord, I'm not worried I should come under my roof, but only speak a word and my servant will be healed. Can you look up here? He said, oh, see, I've seen you at work. Jesus, your kingdom is different. In the kingdom of human, we go to hospital, we will clack you, we check you up. But in your kingdom, you just speak the word. It's just, look at this verse. I'm a man under authority. I said to these soldiers under me, I said to this one, go, and he goes to another, come, and he comes. And to... Now, this is where I'm going to this verse. Can you look up everybody? Can you look up everybody? One of the things I'm going to tell you, I'm going to warn you. I'm not saying this because I am better than you. You better listen. This kind of place, you may not find it in your lifetime after living here. I'm not trying to boast. You know, there's a lady who just came on recently looking for our teaching in church. She was telling me that, I was telling my husband, I know impacted. You see, one of the things you notice in this place is that we are really after your welfare. We are not concerned so much about ministry and building something. Look at this verse. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to those who followed him, assuredly I say to you, I have not found such great faith, not even in Israel. Now listen, everybody. In the case of Jackpot to America, you need visa and the requirement fulfilled. But in the case of Jackpot to kingdom, you need faith. Write it down somewhere, don't forget it. To get to Jackpot to God's kingdom, to see that you get all the added on future added, you need faith. Jesus was surprised by this man's faith. He said, this kind of guy's faith is not in Israel. For instance, when you get the visa of America, man, forget the visa. Okay. Can you look up? Next verse. Oh, can you look up, everybody? I'd like you to look at this verse. And I say to you that many, talking it, Christ was prophesying about all of us today, many will come from east and west and sit down with who? Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Where? Can you look up here? Can you look up here? When you open your Bible, you will see Genesis, right? And then you will see Abraham. You will see Isaac. You will see Jacob with their son Joseph at the end. Am I correct? You know, do you know why the Bible spent time talking about those three guys? Those three guys, they were kingdom people. They actually moved to places, but they had to lean on God's kingdom. All these three people, they were Jackpa people. Abraham Jackpa. Then Isaac went to Jackpa. God said, stay where you are, and I'm going to still bless you. And then Jacob Jackpa ran to somewhere else, and he got a boss who changed salary 10 times. So he had to jackpot into the kingdom of God to get blessed. After jackpot, Joseph himself, he grew up in a house and there was a problem. And they sold him as a slave. Huh? So they jackpot him by force. So he had to jackpot into God's kingdom, sort out his life. Everybody here, you have the individual right to jackpot into God's kingdom to take care of your life. Pastor, wait. Hold on. If I jackpot to this kingdom, what will be my benefit? Let's go to Romans 14, 17. We're coming back here. I'm laying this foundation for you to live your life. I'm not teaching you for now. It will be very ridiculous for me just to teach you for now. I have a future to have to live by. Romans 14. Can you see? What's the kingdom of God? The kingdom of God is what? Not eating and drinking. What is it? Righteousness and what? And peace and what? And joy. Where? In the Holy Spirit. Now, listen. Are we here? I'm going to start telling you a lot of truth now. I'm telling you, you're growing up now. All right? I'll tell you a lot of truth. See that word at the end, Holy Spirit. Why? Are we here? Why Holy Spirit? See that word, Holy Spirit? Let's look at what happens in the kingdom. Why Holy Spirit? Listen. when you are born into this world, this is the domain of evil spirits. You hear me? I don't mean clue, 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 clue at night. When Adam sinned in the garden, he handed over this planet to the evil spirit called the devil. That's why Job said this. Come and see. Job 14 verse 1. So I'm giving you a lot of scripture. I want to get you to really get some facts down so that you can just, yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man. No, it's more than yeah, man, yeah, man. I got to leave. Man, see, this is where you are born into. Man, who is born of woman? Anybody here born of woman? If I don't see your hands up, either you don't hear me or you are deaf. Anybody here, a woman gave birth to you? If I don't see your hands up, maybe you are sleeping. So, all of us here, man, who is born of woman? How many days? Few days. And what? Full of trouble. That's the bad news. If you are born to this planet, this is a crazy planet. Don't only just blame your mom and your dad that they separated. Everybody has been separated from God. Are you hearing me? Are you listening? Are we here? I want to help you today. I'm going to some depth to help you with your life so that when you go, you're going to live here. I'm waiting for your visa. You're going to live here. If you don't live here, you go to Lagos. Like Timileyin is going to Unilag now. Right? Praise God. Thank God for online. But listen now. So this planet is a crazy place. The devil has right here. God is not in control here.
How can you say that?
If God is in control, he's a bad controller. All these killings and Ukraine. Pastor, can you say God is not in control? 1 John 5, verse 19. See, it's time to tell you the truth now. Let's tell you the truth so we can help you. 1 John, can you give us an NIV? 1 John 5, verse 19. Okay, good. Let's read this one first. Can you look up? Can you look up? We know that we are of God. What is it next? And the whole wide world, WWW, lies under what? The sway of who? Give us an NIV. We know that we are children of God and that the whole world, can you imagine? United Nations will sit down. They can't control Russia. They can't control Ukraine. They can't control Gaza. They can't control Hamas. Because that resolutions, resolutions, resolutions. Look at Nigeria. Look at all these crazy places. Look at the US you are going to go to. The older man, they are two old people. And man can't remember sometimes. And Trump is like a naughty boy on the street. Then finally, the other old man said he's going to retire and they put Kamala Harris there. And Kamala Harris is just Harris. You know, even now, America newspaper don't know who to endorse. It's a crazy place. That the whole world is under the control of the evil one. You live in this planet. This planet is a crazy place. You don't do well here normally. The Yorubas and African confused Ogun ati Delewani. No, Ogun ati planet wali. It's the planet. Let's go to John chapter 14. We are reading in the Tuesday service. Go to John 14. Go to verse 29. I hope I'm correct. Take a look. Look at what Jesus said. Okay, verse 28. Maybe I'm correct. Okay, sorry. Verse 29 then. Go to verse 30. I want to see something there. Yeah, come and see. Give us, okay, can you see this one? Jesus is speaking here. I will not speak with you much longer. For what? What do you call him? The prince of this world. Give us an NKJV. The ruler of this world. That is not God the Father. Somebody is ruling this planet. His name is the devil. Jesus said, that devil has nothing in me. That's why I couldn't stop Jesus. Now, how many of you know that Jesus, when he came out, he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. Remember? Remember? Are you here, everybody? Remember? Jesus, when he got to John Baptist, before he came out, he was a carpenter. But when he came out, what came? The Holy Spirit came upon him. That's how he could deal with the devil. So in the kingdom of God, you encounter a different spirit. When you are born into this world, you are born into atmosphere filling with bacteria and virus, spiritual and physical. But now when you come to the kingdom of God, you enter into a place of the Holy Spirit. Are you hearing me, somebody here? This world, everything is wrong with us here. There's no peace and joy permanent here. That's why they killed Jesus. It couldn't last long. Because the whole system is against being right. But Jesus had the Holy Spirit. So go back to Romans 14, verse 17. Let's go back there. So I'm showing you about the kingdom now. The kingdom now, verse 17. See, the kingdom of God is what? Not eating and drinking, but righteousness. Pastor, I don't know. I'm trying to get down to you. See, Pastor, why is it not eating and drinking? Because eating and drinking is temporary. Have you noticed that Saturdays we go for weddings? You see, people who are broken, who are divorced, who have problems, because fought their husband. I was in my office today. I was telling them how they are fought, how the husband bite him, and they bite the husband too. Huh? But next Saturday, they are going to wedding again, and they will eat and drink. Right? And the eating and drinking is not changing anything. Am I correct? Party every week. It's not changing anything. But this one is not just eating and drinking. What is it? Look at it. Righteousness. And what? And peace. So in this kingdom here now, you will do things right, and things will be right with you. Second, you will have peace. Then third, you will have joy. How many of you want that? I mean, right husband, right home, right job. Then you have peace. Things are working out. Like my children will tell me, this guy that went to Babcock, my children will come and say, Dad, there's no drama in our house. I say, what's drama? Is it Manzion or whatever? You see, my brother will say, my classmate, she will tell the father double of the school fees. And then when she gets the double of the school fees, the mother will call and say, I know, I don't want to share any of you. My daughter said, what's that? See, they are too naive. They grew up in our house where we don't do things like that. That's why some of you, I really pity you. You are too innocent. You can say, I like you. He says, say it again. You don't know what he's after. The guy says, oh, come on, guys. You want to like some investment? His English is powerful. Do some cryptocurrency. It's just crypto stealing your money. We've seen things in this world. I got a friend one time. He started doing some currency forex and was making money. His money got to £16,000. And then the company disappeared into thin air. We have to take the kingdom of God. In fact, you know what happened? It was my birthday time. When that happened to him, $16,000, not only his money, other people's money. $16,000 or pounds. Just they check for them everywhere. They couldn't find them. But I know something. I know there is a kingdom above that. So we were on the phone. He was crying. You know what I just did? I came from a bad day, church. I dressed very well. By the afternoon, I got my clothes off. It's time for tribulation fighting. We're going to fight this thing. So I removed, I put on my jeans. Enter, boss or something. Taxi, went to Lagos, check into an hotel, call him in. We fought that thing all through the night. Called his family in. Today is better off. You got kingdom. You see, wherever you find yourself, there's a kingdom that can survive, that can make you better than anything else. Are you hearing me? They can put you in a hole, you'll come out. They can put you in a hell, you're making heaven out of it. That's what you can do with the kingdom. That's why I'm here. Don't think I'm wasting my time. You're not paying me. So if you're paying me now, I can be telling you lies. But I can tell you, I've done this with guys over the years. Over the years. I've chosen to live a simple life. That's why I'm here. I shouldn't be here. I've chosen to live a simple life to convince you I'm ready to take people that are nobody, make them somebody. I've got friends all over the world. I got a guy now in NASA. He's a book that I had before. They tell me to come to the U.S. I don't want to go because I want to stay where the darkness is thick and snatch some of you so you can go and do something with your life. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Tell yourself, I have a future in the kingdom of God. No matter what the world will throw at you, there'll be problems, there'll be issues. You're going to have issues, you're going to have things. You have not seen anything. You have not seen office politics, yes. But the kingdom of God will take care of you. So we must learn how to do spiritual jackpa. For instance, Tosin got a job, was doing quite well, and then he just sacked. What did he do? He had to jackpa to spiritual realm. But if you don't know how to jackpot to spiritual realm, you just, I mean, can you imagine? You just get married, and your mother-in-law come and say, you know, we are in this kind of secret cult in our family. Since you are married to this girl now, you are part of the cult. Huh? Somebody was telling me in my office today, he said, you know what, in Kanseleo, he said, when I was going through my tribulation, my struggle, a friend called me and said, enter the car, let's go. He said, where? He said, don't ask me. And they drove out because he's in pain. They got to the place, they entered, and they entered. It was Anafa. The praying mat is here, and second one is Okpele. Look at Okpele. Ifa Oreku. Because he was in pain. And the man said, it's both Muslim and tradition together. We're going to solve your problem. So just looking at them, he didn't say anything. They asked him a question, he didn't say anything. When they finished, he got up. He said, why did you bring me here? He told me another one. His marriage was not in good shape. And guess what? He went for a function. And his classmate that was old student association, they saw the way he was treated. They brought him into the car. And they said, wo ba agumoji. To batimu ni joketa bubuwa kupata bata. They all die for treating you like this. Just take this agumu. He said they collected it. He got to his house. He said, he won't enter my house. He went to next compound or one house there. Just threw it there. You'll be offered things so utili koko. But you can tell them, I belong to the greatest secret court in the universe. It's called the kingdom of God. Where the highest person is Jehovah God, and blood has been shed, the blood of Jesus. I'm making some sense? Are you listening to me today? What I'm telling you now, what you have resident with you now, can solve any problem, overcome any mountains, fill every valley, turn your life around. But you'll be a fool if you don't take it well. Let's go to Luke 13. Let me show you something. I'm talking about the kingdom. Learning to access it. Let's go. Luke 13. I read this one second service, so I'll read it to you too. Luke 13. Let's read the verse. Verse 22. Take a look. And he went through the cities and villages, teaching and journeying. You know, can I be honest with you? Are we here? This person now. I've been preaching and teaching almost every day. And I was feeling tired. Because you're talking. And then you find out, this preaching is getting too much. Are you hearing me? Hello, are you hearing me? So yesterday I was feeling, man, it's preaching, man. So I was lying down. And I heard the Lord giving me a verse in the Bible. You better preach. In fact, the way he said it was amazing. He said, I challenge you, it was in Timothy, I challenge you by God and Christ and his kingdom and his appearance. Preach the word. I said, what? I'm trying to rest. That's the only way we can come out of this mess. Jesus did the same thing. Jesus came here, he was teaching cities and villages. Look at next verse. And somebody asked him, Lord, are there few who will jackpa? Who will actually be delivered in these days and hour? Look at what he said next. Strive to enter through the narrow gate. For many, I said to you, will seek to enter, will not be able. You see them in UK, US, you go down like that. Oh God, you just cry. Because they don't know. Oh gosh. They are 45, they are 55. They don't know what to do with their life. They don't know where to go to. Oh, boy. You should not be like that, stranded in life. You should not get to 55, 65 and start going to camp. Baba debo ye jo, eban pray. No. Are you hearing me? That's why I'm trying to get you together now. Listen, Jesus said, Jesus, you're preaching. How many people saved? Let's keep reading. Next verse. When once the master of the house has risen and shut the door, and you began to stand outside and knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open for us. And they will answer and say to you, I don't know where you're from. You know, just saying, oh, you know what? You are here now. You may not be listening. You are missing that opportunity. The day will come that you'll be challenged. You'll be face to face with issues. But the door is closed. You know, I know people who have gone to church and they are married to Alaji today. They are trapped. I don't know what to do next. I don't know where you're from. Next verse. And then you begin to say, so let's laugh now. You begin to say, we ate and drank in RFC. And you taught, like I'm teaching you now, in our street. Jesus taught like I'm doing. One of my pains that don't listen to this. You know what? People are sitting here today that are looking at their Facebook and their WhatsApp. They really don't pay too much attention. They think that those words are valuable. Time will come that this word they have neglected will come at them. Let me tell you, the greatest document in the world is not our constitution. The greatest document in the world is the Bible. And to learn how to use it well. Let's keep reading. But I will say to you, he will say, I don't know you, where you are from. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity. Let's go on. Next verse. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you are what? For a visa. Pastor, what are you saying? Struggle to access, struggle to understand, struggle to get this. Don't just come and sit down here, eat the donuts, drink the drinks and go home. Apply, think about it. Look at your life in the light of it. This is the only thing that can help you with your tomorrow. Everybody talking today want to use you for their own tomorrow. But God is telling you, I have a tomorrow for you. I want to make your life better. Will you allow him? Somebody say yes to that. Okay. That foundation laid. You're going to face tribulations here. You're going to face issues over here. But you have a spiritual facility, a divine jackpot that you must learn to use. So, number one. How many of you have heard of Binance Executive? Binance. Is it Binance now? How many of you have heard of Binance? You heard of Binance that Nigeria lock up their executive? Is it their director now? Nigeria grab hold of the person and lock the person down. They said it's affecting our own, it's manipulating our forex something. And they took them to court. One, Dakpa, through the back. Second one, they hold the person down. You know, they just released the person. Do you know why? U.S. government came and said, we have interest in that boy. U.S. always fight for his own. They start negotiating with federal government, whatever it is. And our government was made to hang off. And guess what? Moment they released the guy, as an American plane waiting on the ground with every medical equipment to see that in a sickness, they fly into U.S. well. May God see you like that, to negotiate for your release in every situation and get you out. Thank you for saying amen. That you will not be stranded in any place. You will be able to see your way through. Now, some think that just have money, everything will be solved. But that's not true. Money can't do everything. All right. I want to give you some things now. I want to give you three outstanding attributes of the kingdom. Are we ready? What did I say? three outstanding attributes. Quickly, I will finish so we can go home. Three outstanding, write it down. They all start with P. Write it down. Three outstanding attributes of God's kingdom. Number one, power. What do I say? Power. Ability. That means efficiency, strong, strength, everything. Do you know why Nigeria is not moving further as it should move? Power is not so much available in Nigeria. It's been our problem over the years. We can't start industry could last because of power. The Western world, they are cornering power all the time. They're also developing. In fact, I was told that now, instead of being solar power that we have to put on the roof, they want to go and collect the solar power from the sky. I think UK government had earmarked £16 billion to study how to collect solar power in the space and direct it down to UK to meet all their needs. We are still looking for solar panel. Power. So, number one, God's kingdom offers you power. What kind of power? Let's go to Ephesians 3:20. Write this one down along with the power. Power. Now, can you look up? Now to him who is able to what? To do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or what? Comma, right? If you had put full stop there, what do? We wait for God, right? But it said, according to the power that what? James. This is where this verse is different. That verse didn't say, according to the power that God is bringing, the power that works where? So there must be a way of working this power in your life. How many of you remember Ben 10? You know Ben 10? Which other one? You know Ben 10? What does Ben 10 do? You see that Ben 10 boy like that? He will just do like this. When he does like that, something will cross inside that thing and turn him into a frog, a giant, or a machine. That power is not outside, it's inside there, but he knew how to make it operate. So, you have to notice, the very first thing, Jesus, when he was here, he had power. He could take 5 loaves and 2 fishes. Knowing what to do, multiply it. If you start working, you must know how to get promotion using that power. If you find yourself among those who are satanic, you must know how to pray that power to stop them. That power is not in heaven, it's in you. But you know what? Power that is not plugged is useless. Now, can I help you? This is where I'm sad. You know what we call daily devotion? You know daily devotion? They will tell you, yeah, take your daily devotion, take a passage in the Bible, Abby, then they will give you either what do you call it now? Tell me. Memory verse, then. The one from Redeem. What do you call it? Huh? Open Heaven. Then from Chris Oyakhilome. Then which other one again? Daily Call. Then what else? Daily Manna. So they give you all those things. Huh? Daily Encounter. You know, you check. Then you know your problem. You read that, then you close it. I have the version 2 over 30 on my phone. After you finish reading, you feel like this. I don't finish. Or if you have a girlfriend, you say, 10 o'clock, we read, right? Then you still break up later. I wonder why that power cannot help you to put yourself together. You know, I see all these boys today. They go out with a girl. They say they are doing spiritual things. And then next month, they are broken up. What are spiritual things you are doing? What has it done to you? It's really amazing. They don't know how to operate the power. They just do some of this daily devotion, just devotion. Read. I call it spiritual diarrhea. As they take the Bible, it goes out of them. I have finished my chapter. What does that mean? Daily devotion is to plug you in every day. When you read daily devotion, it's not just only for reading and then you close. No, it's to plug you. It's to keep you fresh, updated in that power, to see what you can do with that power, to see what to do with your life next, to see where that power is being limited, how to release it. I hope you are looking at me one kind. You see, daily devotion they wrote for you doesn't talk about your life. It talks about one story somewhere and Bible verse. But what about where you are right now? Okay, James, you've been having some thought lately about tomorrow and you are feeling afraid. How do you handle that one? So you can't find that one in daily devotion. You have to find it yourself in your Bible. So you have to start reading your Bible on your own systematically, not waiting for our daily bread, or our daily gari, or open heaven, or close hell. Thank God I have them too, but they don't lead my life. I get up in the morning to look for where I am in my life now. How do I plug in? When I wake up in the morning in the cold and I have hot water, it's so sweet. When I come back home tired and thirsty and I open my fridge, the cold water is so sweet. But in the morning, it's not sweet. You see, the same power will give me freezer, will give me what? Heater, will give me iron. The same power. And God's power can do so much for you. Clap your hands for Jesus. Now, what is daily devotion? Daily devotion is bringing that power in contact with where you are. So prayer becomes more relevant now. Like my father's house, when I was growing up, they have daily devotion. Doesn't mean anything to me. I hate waking up in that morning. You say, wake up. I'm still sleeping. Even when we are standing up, they will open the book from Baptist. Every coast. Then when we finish, my father will say, let us pray for all those who are sick around the world. People are sick in our house. We don't pray for them. It's daily devotion indeed. It doesn't do anything in our lives. Are you hearing me? So what is daily devotion? To assess the power. One of these days, I'm going to teach you how to have daily devotion. Daily devotion is like this. This is how we do daily devotion. It's like exam. You know, when you wake up for exam or you're having exam 3 weeks' time, you just don't read your books. I beg you. What do? You read what is important. Am I right? You can't have exam of part 3 and then you go and open your book. Reading part 1 introduction. Wagbudu Rabata. So, daily devotion, I hope I will teach you how to come to God with your Bible and say, God, yesterday, I'm selling my goods. It's not moving. What's going on? God, come. Joko, I've not been having enough food recently. I'm not taking milk anymore. What's happening? I'm only taking gari. That's daily devotion. God, okay, my mom has been fighting me recently. How do I solve this? My classmate is a mad guy. Then when you read, you come and find out you're making the madness to be contributed to yourself. You start trading with your life. That's what they call, you're going to apply the power. One of these days, so we do that, about how to do that daily devotion, to be able to apply to your life, to see the future, to cancel the past. Some of you over here, you have past that is bothering you. You must learn how to use daily devotion to cancel that past. For instance, if you have done abortion before, and the abortion is bothering your mind, you should go to daily devotion and cast that out and put it behind you and go on with God. For instance, if your dad says, I can't pay your school fees, I can't cope with you, I'm tired of you, you know, you must know how to go to your Bible and find a verse like, my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me up, and you make a connect with the power to help you walk with God to take care of what your father cannot do in your life. Are you listening, somebody here? When you notice a sickness in your life, or a problem in your life, or a phobia, you can go to daily devotion, take that power, bam, 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 bam. And after a while, it will give way. But we're not taught that. We just come to church, sing the song, read the daily devotion, and go and sleep. And we go through the same thing. So number one, power. Now, to him who is able to do what? Can you look up? To do what? Some of us, if God do half of what we are thinking, we start dancing. God said he will do exceeding abundantly above. Give us Amplified Classic. You take that power. You face your business with it. You face life with it. You know, one time my wife and I were having a problem. I take my daily devotion to God and say, God, this girl, something's wrong with her. God said, not really. I read my Bible. He said, husband, love your wife. I said, I love her. She's not responding. Then he said, love your wife as Christ loved the church and gave up. Power is coming now. He's shaking me up. Give up yourself. I said, I know be Christ. I don't die for anybody. Look up. Now to him who by inconsequency of the action of his power that's at work within us is able to, let me hear your voice, to carry out what? His purpose and do what? Superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare or ask, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes. See, all these pastors that come on the TV and tell you, pray for 8 hours. When you pray for 8 hours, you will have the anointing to raise the dead. What thing concern me to raise the dead? What thing concern me? Is your uncle dead? What thing, you see, you're going to have power. See, no. How to face your life? What to do with power to face your life? That's what you need. Not somebody telling you, oh, I'm praying for 8 hours and I went to the seventh heaven. I don't need seven heaven. I'm living here. Somebody, I had one guy, one apostle. I just stumbled. I don't watch them. I don't have time. I have things to do. Guy said, you know, I was in the spirit. I was praying. I was fasting. Oh, man, I've suffered. I fasted. And when I fast, I just get to the spirit and I saw my father-in-law putting me in a coffin. Lagumelo. That's power of local. Obatala, the real power has put you in Christ, has made you different from the rest of the world. So tell yourself, there is power available to me in the kingdom of God. That means that wherever I find myself, for instance now, if I find myself in a place that's very, very hot, how many of you have been to Dubai before? Dubai. Been to Dubai? Okay, nobody here. You go one of these days. You go to Dubai, it's one of the hottest places on earth. My God, it's desert everywhere. But you know what they did? Oh, I've been there. You go to a shop like that, it's so hot, you just enter. The AC just carries you. You just balance. When they say it's time to go, you don't want to go anywhere. The power of God can give you AC in this environment of craziness we are living in. Does that make some sense? Now, that power, how do you assess it? Number two, promises. That's it. Promises. What I say? Promises. What do I say? Promises. The promises of God. The kingdom of God has power, first of all. The second one is what? The promises. Now, can you look up? Can you look up? You see these wires? They are everywhere. Some are wireless. See all these wires? What do? They connect devices up to different things. There must be channels for that power. You see, if you see this fan as a channel connect over here, we plug it here. This wire, almost everything has wire to connect to power. Even the wireless charger is connected to power. Am I correct? Now, that channel it goes through is what we call the promises of God. They are the wires. What do I call it now? Promises of God. Let's look at it quickly. I hope you can finish today. Promises of God. What are the promises of God? The promises of God, can you look up? What are human promises? Okay, James, when he got married, he said to his wife, I promise to be your loving husband all my life. Good time, bad times, I'm your loving husband. Have you kept that very well? You try. We humans, we try. But once in a while, I just jackpa. Huh? Sometimes you get angry. I know, Sola, and you guys don't get angry. You are all nice, normal guys. You are okay. You are always in the spirit. People like us are not in the spirit like you guys. You're just freshly married. Jeremiah, your turn will come. Girls are saying amen for you. What's their problem? Why we can't keep our promises? Because we are human. We are limited. But God gives promises that he can keep. Let's look at the promises of God. What is it for? Let's go to 2 Peter 1. Write this one down. We're going to look at promises of God now. Let's go. Look at chapter 1, verse 2. Can you give us from NLT promises? May God, can you look up? May God give you what? More and more grace and peace as you grow in what? I like this. Next verse. Take a look. Oh, everybody look up. I just mentioned power some minutes ago. By his divine power, what happened? God has given us what? Tap your neighbor. Did you hear that? Did you read that? Paul, God is saying everything you need for your life, for your lifetime, and for time after, everything you need. I think you are thinking in dollars and pounds sterling now. Don't be too far thinking like that. There are things that dollar and pound sterling can't cover. Pound sterling is part of it too. But can you imagine that actually those things are paper to exchange for real things? Am I correct? Am I correct? You cannot use dollar to fan yourself. It's not a good fan, but it can buy fan. You cannot lie on dollar. It's hard. It's worse than math. But you can buy bed that you can lie on. So God is after not the dollar, it's after the bed and the farm. So God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. Now come, we have received all of this by coming to what? Know him, the one who called us to himself. Now, first of all, have this thing. Check the power. Something is making noise. Are you checking the power? Okay, see, power. That's where it is. We're on solar. Power. Power has been given us. If you start messing up now, phew. But get this down. Put it in your heart. Everything I need in life, God's not going to give me. Huh? Everything I need in life, God is not going to give me. He has already given them to me. Did you hear what I just said? Everything I need for life, God has already given them.
Pastor, where is it?
Relax now. Please tell them they will help us, help them. They take care of it. Thank you. Everything. You see, this stop thinking like this. Where am I going to do my NYCO? Where am I going to get a job? Will I go abroad? Have this. Everything you will need for life, by his power, he has made adequate provision for it. Let's take an example. When a child is born, is that when you buy baby materials or before the time? Oh, you're not married there and have children, but you know that. You should know that. You don't see a woman, when she's 8 months pregnant or 9 months pregnant, what hospital you say? Where are the load for the baby? She has been buying from second month, third month. So everything's ready before the baby is born. Say to yourself again, everything I need for life is available to me because of God's power. One more time. Everything I need for life, the job I will need, the food I will need, the future I require, to make life interesting, everything God has given me. Can you look up everybody? Can you look up everybody? This is the key now. Now, when you do your daily devotion, you will be able to see them. When you do your daily devotion, you'll be able to embrace them. Everything in his power has been given to us. But how do we now take them? Why do you have to do devotion with your Bible? Look at next verse. And because of his glory and what? He has given us what? Great and precious. You see, I said power first. We saw that one. Second one is what? precious promise. In fact, double P. Precious what? Promises. Now, can you look up? These are the promises that what? Enable you to what? To share what? His divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by what? Now, let me tell you my secret, and I learned it from other men of God that helped me over the years. If you bring any fan to your house and you want it to work, what do? Normally, this is what you do. You will see the wire tied together like that. What do? You unloose the wire. You take it to where socket is. Is that right? And then you plug it. The moment you plug it, you can put this on, right? It starts working. If the power is present. Now listen very, everybody carefully to me. Listen very carefully here. The promises of God are this wire. Anything you face in life, just get a promise of God, you will escape that trouble. Anything you want to enter into life, just get the wire to connect. It starts working. That's why the Bible is important. Promises are here. And when you don't find the promises, you're going to suffer. Remember the days before transfer, we have checks. Remember checks? How many of you remember checks? How many of you remember checks? Remember checks? Okay, transfer to, we can use it. You know what? The only way I can let you know that I've given you the money is by sharing the receipt with you. Am I right? Now, you may not have gotten it on your own side, but I've sent the money from here. Right? How many of you, when you receive an alert, you say, thank you. Right? Correct? Though in these days of GTB problem, you can say, thank you, but we tell you. You got it. But that statement, that alert says that you have the money. But do you see the money? You don't see the money. Do you know where the world is going today? The world is trying to remove seeing the thing to just having a fact on it. Money, digital. Money has gone digital now. When I was growing up, you go to shop and do like this. You can't. But you guys, just bring out that EK, you know. Plug it in. When. Take your money out. I don't like it. Because you never know how serious the money is. If it's 10,000, 20,000, you do like this. You are paying it. But when you put EK there, you don't know how it got there. Just transfer. Now, the promises of God are the transfer. Is that all right? So, when you go through your Bible, once in a while, take biro and pencil with you. Start underlying words. For instance, look at this in the Bible. This is a promise. Hebrews 13. Take a look. Verse 5. Don't love money. Wow. Who doesn't love money today? Be satisfied with what you have. For God has said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. Whoa. So you finish school. You haven't gotten a job yet. God said, I will never fail you. That's a promise.
Are you sure?
If it's a human being, you may not be sure. God said, I will never fail you. I will never abandon you. I'm going to stop there today so we can do that thing next time. See, look at next verse. So what will you be? So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear what any government, any country, any group, any tribe will do to me. Can't you see that? But you know what we do? Do you see that? Do you see that verse now? We don't act on the promise. You know what we do? We read that. So that you may boldly say, the Lord, they will say, Lord, please, so help me. Oh. Is that bold? Is that bold? You just make nonsense out of the promise. God said, I would never fail you. I'll never abandon you. You should not be bold to say, the Lord is my helper. I I will not fear. What God can do to me? You should be boasting about that, not praying about it. Oh God, please, I'm praying. Oh. Trash. Don't ever pray that prayer again. It's an insult to the Almighty and your Maker to say, God, don't leave me. He said, I will never leave you. I will never fail you. I'll never abandon you. Whoa. Praise God. Are you here? Another promise. Psalm 27 verse 10. I can be giving you like that. It's all about your Bible. Start underlining it. Psalm 27. When my father and my mother forsake me, what's the next? Sometimes they don't forsake you because they want to forsake you, but they forsake because they don't have the means. Or they are dead. I just heard somebody in the choir. She has a mother. Her mother died. And I told her, God will take care of us. I will say that in confidence that God can take care of us. Said, when my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take care of me. Say that with me. The Lord will take care of me. So I said, say that boldly now. The Lord will take care of me. In my future, the Lord will take care of me. Let's expand it. The Lord will take care of me physically. Will take care of me emotionally. Will take care of me spiritually. Will take care of me financially. You should do that too now. You take care. Oh, will take care of me maritally. And another Ali. You take care of me. That will make you sit up. You take care of me. I'm not alone. You take care of me. Let's look at another one. 1 John 4. I'm just giving some of these promises. Think about it. The Bible is full of them. In fact, I got a book as big as this that gather all promises in the Bible together. You like to have that book? You want to have the book? I have this as an e-book. So I give you all the promises for safety, for blessing, for healing, for wealth, for life, for future, is gathered together. Big like this. But you can just go through the e-book and find it. What's this? 1 John 4, verse 4. Let's take a look. You are of God, little children. And what next? And you have overcome them. Because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Now, this promise has a kind of a comma. It's a promise delivered already. It didn't say, you are going to overcome them. We say, you have already overcome them. So we can go and sleep. Now, can you look up? If this is true, then you don't have to go to Celestial Church to do Isegun. So if your mommy say to you, let's go and do some Isegun for you. Honey, mommy, but Isegun already. Pastor, how can you say that? That's his promise. My father, when I was about to enter university, took me to Babalawo's house. He's a family doctor, not MBBS, but spiritual doctor. He got me there, and we sat down. And the man said, look at me. And he said, you give me something to eat that I should take. And I told my father, tell him I'm not eating anything because I don't speak their language, but I can hear it. My father said, tell the man I'm not taking any egg. Then the man thought about it and he said, does he go to church? My father said, yes. He said, leave him alone. Because this papa knew that those guys who are serious with God, God takes care of them with his promises. When I finished, we came out. My father was embarrassed. My father said, you should have told me. I said, I don't know where we are going to meet. Then he said to me, we are in the dark. We don't know better. Some of you over here, you grow up in so-called Christian homes. You never see promises of God. You never see power of God. It can be difficult. Unlike Reward. Reward grew up in a house, Dr. Professor Ade, where he saw the power of God. Concerning Waek. One time, they shut down the university because of COVID. And the father asked Reward, are you going to wait till next year or we can apply power of God, promise of God now to get WAEC to do something this year? What do you think he will say? What will he read again now? And he just said, Dad, let's agree about that. So the father opened the Bible, they took the promise of God, agreed together. And then they said, there are not going to be WAEC. And WAEC turned back around and said, there will be WAEC. When his friend was not reading, he was reading. Am I right? He thought that, and you just, see, some of you never seen that. You only see Ariwo in your house. You only see fight in your house. You never see power of God, promise of God displayed. Do you know what? My children grew up in a house. I'm not lying. My children grew up in a house where they've never had to look for food one day. My children grew up in a house where there was nothing that they needed that won't be supplied. Why? Because God. So they don't know God won't supply. They don't know. Pastor, are you a billionaire? Not really. Which one are you? Everything here. The promise is there. Promise is there. Are you hearing me? My kids grew up in a house where they never really got sick. Never lied on somewhere from sick. You know? They grew up in a house like that. I got a friend who's a pastor. The power, the way his house promise of God. Do you know that his mother-in-law had diabetes and hypertension? Anytime she comes to stay with them, the diabetes, hypertension will leave. When she goes back, the thing comes back. One day the woman said, I'll be here for 3 months. You know, promises of God. Tell yourself, I have the promises of God. Oh boy, we need to stop there today. But I want to show you, what audacity do you have to take God's promises? Are you sure God will keep them? I'll give you the final proof. You know, usually, if you go to MTN and you say, I lost my SIM card, they will say, we don't believe you, right? They will say, what? Go to court, swear affidavit, right? And they sign commissioner for oath, they will give it to you, and then they put red stamp on it, then you take it to MTN. The moment you show it, what does MTN do? They start running around to get another SIM card. What's their problem? They don't trust your word like that. So you must swear to something that you are really doing that. It's called affidavit. So God, knowing that you are a human being like that, so God said, do you know what? I'm going to swear affidavit for you on this promise. Let's go to Hebrews 6. Are we ready? Quickly. That's our last part we are going to read. If you're looking at power today, promises, then tomorrow we'll talk about that. Then next Sunday we'll talk about something else. Let's go. What I say we should open to? Hebrews 6. Let's look at verse 10. Let's round up. Verse 11. Let's jump quickly. And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end. Look at next verse quickly. Let's go. So that you do not become sluggish, but imitate those who through faith and patience. They do what? Next verse. For when God made a promise to Abraham, can you look up? Because he could swear by no one greater, he swore by himself. Why should he swear? Is he not faithful God? But God said, Abraham, not only give me the promise. You know, we say Olongbo. So who will God say Olongbo to? Answer me. Who will God say Olongbo to? So we say, Imingbo. By myself. He swore by himself. Look at next verse. Say, surely blessing I will bless you, and multiplying I will multiply you. Let's keep reading. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Next verse. For men indeed swear by who? And an oath for confirmation, like affidavit, is what? For them, an end of all dispute. The moment you show the affidavit, they will say, let's stop arguing. Next verse. Thus God, determined to show more abundantly to the heirs of promise, can we read NLT? You make it clearer. Give us an NLT. God, this is big, big English. God also bound himself with an oath so that those who received the promise could be perfectly sure that will never, never change his mind. Next verse. So God has given both his promise and what? His oath. That means if God break this, he will have to destroy himself. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. So when anything happens to you, don't just try to go to Rioke. Get hold of the Bible. Get a fitting promise and just hang yourself on that. I'll close with this story. You know air balloon? How many of you know air balloon? Can you get us one air balloon from media? Put it on the screen. If you can't, don't worry. You know air balloon? And U.S. Navy wanted to get an air balloon up into the sky. And they got these boys to start fixing it. Suddenly, the air balloon was filled with air. And it got off the ground. And boys, naval boys, were holding to it. And guess what? They started falling out. The thing was going up. And those boys were just falling out. They're breaking their bones, smashing their head. And everybody was Then there was one guy up there. And the thing kept on going. They are waiting for when he will fall. Women were closing their eyes. Men are crying. And in 30 minutes, the guy is still there. 40 minutes, he was still there. 1 hour, Maluma Jabo. Guess what happened? 1.5 hours later, they brought a helicopter and then they brought the thing down. And then ambulance was waiting for the guy to carry the guy. They said, hey, he came in and said, nothing's wrong with me. I'm okay. How did you survive? He told them something interesting. He said, when that thing got off the ground, the rope I was holding on to, I saw people, they couldn't hold on anymore. They were falling down. You know what I did? I took the rope and tied it around myself. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? He took the rope and tied it around himself. So he was no longer holding the rope. The rope was holding him. Thank you. You can see. Thank you, guys. See. That, if that thing goes up like that, if you're holding a rope, aye, ekpare. But he just took the rope hanging and he tied himself up like that. So while women were crying and men were closing their eyes, the guy was looking around enjoying the scenery. When the thing came down, he was scared. You know what? This is the lesson. Don't try and hold to life. You fall out. Tie God's promises around yourself. What did I say? Like, open the promises. Read them to yourself. Put yourself in that basket and then enjoy the scenery. Is that all right? So we got two things from Kingdom of God today. What do we get today? Power that gives us everything that we need. Second, promises of God. We used to sing one song. I got a feeling. You know the song? Everything's going to. I change it. Feeling won't do it. I got a promise. Everything's going to be all right. Got a promise. I got a promise. Somebody said, Pastor, I know somebody that read the Bible, could promise nothing happen. I tell you why. He's holding the promise. The promise is not holding him. I can promise you that anyone. Pastor, he's a pastor. Whether you're a pastor or a plumber, if you hold the promise, if you hold the rope, you get tired. But if the rope holds you, if you're a child, it will sustain you. Is that all right? Let me warn you. You have to stay in that promise. Read it. Take it. Make it part of your life. Even change your name by the promise. God said to Abraham, change your name. Say, I'm the father of many nations. Can you imagine? You don't have any child yet. God said, Baba Isaac. Say, when they call you, I say, Baba Isaac. Pastor, I can't say that because you are holding the rope. But when the rope starts holding you, you will laugh at the face of the problem. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You will not take anything serious anymore because God is in charge. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Amen. For instance, you want to go to America. You may say, I pray, my visa, please pray fast. When you start letting the rope hold you, you may not even pray at all. That night, you just give thanks to God. When I was in secondary school, some subject I don't read for exam, like biology. When I have biology tomorrow, I'll go and read novels in the night. You know why? Because any half-brain person can pass biology. Just close your eyes. Go to the exam hall. Draw the hibiscus. It will show up. I'm just joking. Just what it is. So we have the power of God. We have the promises of God. Remember, it's the kingdom where we swear allegiance to Jesus first. Remember? I woke up since around 3 o'clock today. I want to sleep. But I'm in your service saying all this. I know what this can do to your tomorrow. That's why I'm wasting my time and my life on this. I know what it can do. And you know my heart desire, you know my gladness. Some of you guys are taking it. You're going to send me testimony years to come. You're going to let me know, Reverend, you know what? My God is working. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, let's have our drinks and donuts, and choir will sing while they are serving us. Then we'll take some question and answer. Great. You can ask questions about promises, power of God, stuff like that.
Pastor, do you mean anointing?
Don't use that word anointing. Pastors have bastardized it. Use the word power.